Well, South African bonds were trading weaker today as the market followed a very soft rand. But by the close, the yield on the R186, getting a bit tongue-tied here, holding steady at 8.63%, while the R207 held at the 7.3% mark. We're joined in studio now by Nico Els, who's fixed income portfolio manager at Ashburton Investments, for more on what's been playing out in that space today specifically, where there's been interesting news. Nico, thanks so much for joining us today. So South African bonds, as I say, trading initially weaker as we followed that softer rand and following President Jacob Zuma's 12th cabinet reshuffle since 2009. He's second for 2017. Is this something that the markets now quickly start to get over, given how often it's happened? You almost become accustomed to it. Well, so it seems.
Yes, good evening, Alicia. Thanks for that. 100%. I mean, if you look at the market action later this afternoon, it sounds like the market's becoming complacent or used to it. But I think delving in, I think it's quite important how the events took place. If you look at how we walked in this morning, we probably opened 3-4 basis points weaker on the back of the U.S. Rumors of the next Fed chairman being maybe more hawkish, John Taylor with the Taylor rule. I think he's been quite verbal on the fact that interest rates should be quite a bit more higher than they are currently, which is quite a surprise if you think why somebody like Donald Trump is actually like him, because I think he'll be in the way of his plans. That was the first reason. Obviously, secondly, also the North Korean conflict with the U.S. also intensified, so that was always going to put a little bit of pressure on emerging currencies like the rand. So we opened 3-4 basis points weaker, and then 20 minutes before 11 o'clock, which is our auction Tuesday, the bomb dropped on the 12th reshuffling, and that caused the market to spike another 10 basis points. As you said, regained a little bit at the end, but still putting a lot of pressure on the bond market.
Okay, so we've got local and international developments seeing local bond yields steepen slightly. Take us through the kind of activity that played out at today's bond auction specifically, to get a sense of just how wavering sentiment is at this stage.
Exactly. You know, it's so, I mean, this policy uncertainty that we are experiencing at the moment, and today was a prime example to do 20 minutes before a bond auction. I mean, that just shows you how impossible it is to make any forecasts into this, into our market at the moment. So looking at the auction, I suppose the market kicking up 10 basis points did help the bond auction go through. You know, we found bids. I'm still to read from the players if it was mostly local or international. Usually, if you look at the trend over the last couple of weeks, it's been more international buyers than the local buyers. I doubt if that has changed at all. But I think, you know, the environment of the offshore space is going to be critical for us in the local run-up to this national this elective conference that we have in December. Because I think what's happened today is probably a precursor of what's going to happen over the next couple of months. I mean, less than 2 months before we go on holiday, we're going to have a lot of political infighting.
Yeah, sure. I mean, of course, the big surprise was the timing, you know, of this reshuffle, given that we've got all eyes on next week's budget presentation by Finance Minister Malusi Gigaba. It's crucial, with any fiscal slippage likely to elicit some kind of response from the ratings agencies. How much of that risk is already priced into the equation at this stage?
It's also difficult to say, because it's so important what the global backdrop would need to be for us to stay in the investment grade. I think there's a lot of risk, as you've mentioned. I think the medium-term budget policy statement, very difficult to be positive on. If you look at our economy, I think you're now wearing the consequences of 5 years of underperformance. And that's going to catch up with you at one stage. I think we lost about, I think our under collection last year was about 28 billion with all the tax hikes they introduced. I'm hearing stories now of anything between 30 and 40 billion shortfall that would be announced next week. So I don't know how they're going to sugarcoat that, but we're looking at extremely difficult numbers. Obviously, that causes more funding pressure, and that puts a little bit of pressure on your interest rates.
What are your forecasts looking like? Because speculation is that we could see a widening of that budget deficit ratio from Treasury's February 2017 estimate of 3.5% to now 4.3%.
Yes. So we're pretty much probably in line with that. I've heard numbers of 4.1 to 4.3. As I said, they're probably going to try and sugarcoat it, but I think the market will probably look through that.
As you say, a lot of the focus on U.S. markets right now and what's happening there. We've seen U.S. Treasuries trade weaker, for example. U.K. bonds, however, firmer following the release of U.K. consumer inflation data, which showed inflation in September rising to its highest level in more than 5 years. How much attention are you paying to developments on that end?
Look, international developments, as we say, are extremely important. Yeah. I think at the moment, if you look at, we call it the $13 trillion question, that's been the expansion of the balance sheets of the major central banks. We've always flagged the fourth quarter as the potential risk as we get the medium-term budget policy, as we get the elective conference, you also get the unwind of these balance sheets. So if you look at the U.S., for example, their numbers and the economic numbers are actually coming out pretty decent. Luckily, I would say the biggest supporter for the bond markets is the lack of inflation. So even last Friday, I think the inflation numbers in the U.S. came out slightly less than the market expected, although it is picking up. And that's something we would be very mindful of going forward. And even, as you mentioned, the U.K. inflation also surprising a little bit to the upside. So it seems like inflation is creeping to the upside, and that might just put a little bit of pressure on the bond market as we go to the end.
Let's leave it there, Nico. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening.
Thank
of course,
you.
Nico Elf is a fixed income portfolio manager at Ashburton Investments.